The extreme cold weather that gripped much of the Northern Territory last week also meant the Alaska military had to be called in for a rescue on the Porcupine River. Richard Carroll's family was stranded by the cold weather near the Yukon-Alaska border after he left to get a prescription refilled for his daughter. As the CBC's Leonard Linklater reports, Mr. Carroll is a little embarrassed by early reports of the incident.
Richard Carroll Jr. is a proud man.
We've been trapping up there since 1976, the first time we ever asked for help.
Carroll's daughter was visiting them on the trap line last week. The 28-year-old has a chronic back problem and needed more pain medication. He drove over 200 kilometers by snow machine to a nearby community and flew to Fairbanks to get it refilled. Then the mercury dropped to below minus 50 Celsius. Carroll was not worried about his family surviving because he knew they were in good hands.
My wife is she's no greenhorn. She'd once spent 9 months out, left in the fall time and came back with a riverboat.
But his daughter was immobilized and in pain without the medicine, so he called the military.
Well, we're definitely thankful for the military. And there was no questions asked. They seem very helpful.
They flew his family to Fairbanks, where his daughter was treated and is doing fine now. Carroll says what embarrassed him were early reports that his family was stuck without wood or water. He says that is just not true. Leonard Linklater, a White Horse.